It was really random, I won't lie. Like, my mom rang me, like, at some night, random night in August. Like, it was really late as well. And I was like, I answered, I was very tired. And she was like, Jennifer, your song sounds very, like, Eurovision-y. I think you should audition. And literally that night, I just looked up how you did it, and then I applied. That was it.
So Mammy is
amazing. Thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Well done, Mammy. Mammy's Anne-Marie. Do I hear a little American twang off Mammy?
Yes, my mom was born in America, and she moved over young, but she still has a bit of a twang.
Yeah. Which would be very noticeable out in Letchermullen.
Letchermullen, yeah, it is.
One would thought. But she must be so proud that, okay, from the point of you then Googling how to enter the Eurovision. Yeah. You did have a song. Is that your only song, or how many songs have you written?
I've always been writing, so I do have a few more under my belt at the moment.
So tell us, you're up in are you in college up in Dublin?
I'm in college up in Dublin, yeah.
So what are you doing up there?
I'm doing creative music production.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah, it's a collaborative course between IADT and Sound Training College, so I'm in Temple Bar every day, just studying music.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
When I hear Connolly, I always think straight away of, okay, here's a teacher addressing you because you've been bold. Is that where that came from or anything, is it?
No, it's actually my granddad. He was always called Connolly Bug. So I was kind of like, oh, it sounds kind of cool as an artist name.
And would you be Connolly or Ní Chonaille in school?
Yeah, Jennifer Ní Chonaille I'd be, yeah.
Where was school?
My primary school was on my island, and then my secondary school was on the mainland in Spittal.
In John Spittal.
Yeah.
Great.
So for TikTok followers, you said your island. So
yes.
So tell us about the island. Where exactly is it?
Yeah, so it's in Connemara. It's kind of like next stop America type west.
Wow.
It's called Letchermullen, and it's like a community of islands, and I'm the last one. Yeah.
So I was out last year to Letchermore. They were in the county final. So Letchermullen is just branch off the other direction.
Yeah, it's just even further.
Is it further out?
Yeah.
God. So it really is right on the shores of the Atlantic.
Completely.
But what a beautiful part of the county.
Yeah.
Okay, so on Friday, we've obviously got some professional judges who will be judging you on your singing vocal talents, but would also the public can get involved as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there will be a phone number that you can ring and you can vote for me.
Okay.
And it's open to all of Ireland and the UK, I believe.
Okay, so we want all of Galway, when Jennifer comes on, literally to get dialing and to get voting, because that'll be a huge help.
It would.
Have you got any brothers or sisters, Jen?
I have two older sisters, yes.
Okay, what are their names?
Stephanie and Amy.
Hello, Stephanie and Amy. Are they in school or working, or what do they do?
No, so my oldest sister is in America. She's a curator for a plantation museum in Virginia. And my other sister is a global award-winning graphic designer.
No pressure there then.
Yeah. So that's why you had to go and win the Eurovision to try and trump them too.
Yeah, they're my competition.
No point being a nurse.
Mom is glowing out there. She's like, yeah, they're my kids. They're my kids.
Anne-Marie, what are the girls at now? Well, let me tell you. Half an hour later. Right, let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Jennifer, if you'd like to introduce your Eurovision song that we'll be hearing live on Friday on The Late Late.
This is Midnight Summer Night by Connolly.
Sky curtains open, close my eyes, it's time to start dreaming. Oh, about a different life, it's cold out, cover up, spring is here, just my love, everything is blending, hold up, some.